Well, this week in Holy Spirit School, our scripture text is going to be in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. New Living Translation says this: "This is a revelation from Jesus Christ which God gave him concerning the events that will happen soon. An angel was sent to God's servant John so that John could share the revelation with God's other servants. John faithfully reported the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ in everything he saw. God blesses those who read this prophecy to the church, and he blesses all who listen to it and obey what it says, for the time is near when these things will happen. This letter is from John to the seven churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace from the one who is, who was always, and who will still come, from the sevenfold Spirit before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness to these things, the first to rise from the dead, and the commander of all rulers of the world. All praise to him, who loves us and has freed us from our sins by shedding his blood for us. He has made us his kingdom and his priests, who serve before God his Father. Give to him everlasting glory. He rules forever and ever. Amen. Look, he comes with the clouds of heaven, and everyone will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the nations of the earth will weep because of him." Yes, amen. "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God. I am the one who always was and who is still to come, the Almighty One. I, John, your brother, in Jesus, we are parents in the suffering and in the kingdom and its patient endurance. I was exiled to the Isle of Patmos for preaching the word of God and speaking about Jesus. It was the Lord's day when I was worshiping in the Spirit. Suddenly I heard a loud voice behind me, and a voice that sounded like a trumpet blast. It said," red letter edition, "coming from Jesus, write down what you see and send it to the seven churches at Ephesus, Samaria, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word."